We are rolling. We will be done at 4:03. Mm. 5 seconds of silence. All right. Good. Thank you.
What episode are we taking?
Oh, good. Good question. I'm glad to be on top of everything. 110.
110.
Oh, that's so much better. I should not be so excited about that first sip. Okay, welcome to take 110, did you say?
I did say.
Of episode one. My name is Philip Barton.
My name is Brad Barton.
Today is brought to you by Coors Light, as you just heard. And bad luck. For other sponsors, we turn to my brother, sound engineer, editor, producer, and head twit, Brad.
Oh, well, today we have cardboard blades, paper tigers, and encrypted babies.
I love encrypted babies. By the way,
that last one was actually Phil's. I want to give credit where credit is due.
I'll take it. Oh, you didn't do it on your show. Let's see how you are. Cardboard makes for a heck of a paper cut, I want to say.
Does paper.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, you can practically open a vein.
Oh, things.
We were supposed to have Patrick on today. Mm-hmm. However, there was a family tragedy on his part. And,
yes, our thoughts and prayers go out to him during this difficult time.
Yes, I figured it out. It's vaguely south-ish, if you want to toast that direction.
Oh, I happen to be vaguely... Oh, okay, here's to it.
Thoughts and prayers. Speaking of which, praying is one way to do it, but like when you're trying to bring luck into the household.
Right.
Do you have any magic spells or anything you do? And also I have a top 10 based on this.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So like top 10 things, superstitious things?
Yeah, it's specifically for the household, and it does seem to be a moderately Eastern based, but but for you, what do you do if you're trying to increase your own personal luck?
I bang my head against the wall repeatedly.
At least I feel more lucky.
I feel lucky that it stops. Yeah. Oh, okay. Can I guess at this top 10, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Burp. I think that helps me. I feel much luckier now. paint the door a certain color?
How did you know? That is number one.
Really?
Based on feng shui, it's believed to determine the energy of your home.
Do you know what color is the lucky
color?
No,
they ended with the sentence, based on the direction it faces, you painted a certain color.
Oh, okay.
And then they didn't go into any more detail.
Okay. Rearrange the furniture.
That is number 10. Congratulations. Welcome to Bracketing Top 10s by Bradley Barton.
We can narrow this down. Yeah. Okay. A shrine, perhaps?
Shrine? Nothing particular about shrines, although that might come up later.
Okay. Religious symbols hung around the house.
No.
No?
Not in particular, no.
What's the matter with these people?
Again, some of this applies, but some of it doesn't. Okay. Anyways, continue.
Burning certain aromatic herbs?
That would be incense, and it says, let's be honest, your home smells good, it automatically lifts your mood. But some people believe incense actually brings luck and harmony to your
house. Yes, and or drives away. Like, sage is a big thing for American New Age movement.
There was a top five that I just jumped past, but yeah, they're what do they call it? Smudging your home.
Mm.
Burning sage, yeah.
And that theoretically at least gets rid of malign influences.
Yeah.
Or even just, you know, a house has history.
Right?
There's nothing particularly malign about Grandpa's ghost, but it's not your grandpa.
Intention seems to be a big thing in feng shui in general, is that, you know, even if you're doing it wrong, if your intention is set to, you know, try to improve the flow of qi in your house or whatever, however they put it, then it's going to have a positive influence.
Take a placebo.
Drugs. That's not on there, no.
Yeah, but that's what they all are. Lucky rabbit's foot? There's got to be totems or trinkets somewhere in there.
There's actually a couple of totems. One of them is horseshoes.
Oh.
Yeah, which was the least Eastern influence I could find. They also have elephants, move elephants into your decor, which is funny for me personally because of the song you were playing as an intro that nobody knows about.
Coincidentally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something I do when we're getting set up. I play a song just to make sure that all the signals are getting everywhere they're going and to entertain my brother. This time it happened to be the March of the Baby Elephants.
Yes, which is a lovely song except for that hype. Piercing freaking flute.
Yes. Yeah. You don't even put your headphones on.
Not right? All the way, no.
Just in case he forgot that turn it down step.
Mm-hmm. Well, that almost covers it. Are you ready to give up?
Fish.
Yes. Yeah. It says fish symbolizes prosperity and abundance. You can either do the goldfish in your house or build a koi pond. Yeah. Ticket to good luck.
I built a koi pond, but I didn't put any fish in it.
But it's ready for them. They spontaneously
the next time
produce,
it rains,
right?
Rains fish.
It can happen.
That's how we got the frogs. Okay, I'd like to hear the. I'd like to hear the whole thing.
All right, starting from number 10, furniture arrangement, and it's just setting things with intention and or do the feng shui thing. Mm-hmm. Bamboo, they said specifically, but generally houseplants are definitely something to bring life into your house.
Bring life and light and joy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you want to keep away from the corpse flower.
Right. The stinkiest, but largest blossom.
And also the stinkiest.
Yeah. 8 was incense, you already mentioned. 7 is fresh flowers. Apparently, you don't just bring them in to look pretty. They bring in positivity and brightness, especially those without horns. Thorns? Horns. Flowers with horns. Those without thorns. Which is interesting. That's what made it sound Eastern to me, because it's very, people are eating seaweed soup for luck or for birthdays or whatever. But when they're trying to get test scores to stick, it makes it slippery. Or it's some weird thought process like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, number 6 was fish. Number 5 is horseshoes. I don't know where that comes from. And then they have a debate about whether it should be upward pointing so that the horseshoe will make sure your luck doesn't run out, while others believe a downward turned horseshoe will make the fortune fall onto those who are walking through the doorway.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the horseshoe is like a vase.
Yeah.
In two dimensions. And that somehow works.
It's either way works, sir. Either you're going to keep it up there to your selfish, or pour it on your guests.
Yes.
Number 3 was elephants, and that actually came up before. A girl I knew had gone to Chile, I believe, or Chile, however you. And they had a thing with elephants, and you put like a bill underneath one of its feet.
Oh.
And that brings fortune into the house in particular.
Which is funny. There ain't no native pachyderms in South America.
I know. Yeah. Number 2 was fruit. That fruit arrangement that just randomly sits around. It's not just to serve it to your guests. It's
supposed to be for luck.
Yeah. Citrus fruit in particular.
It's really lucky for fruit flies.
Right. I wonder if that's why they like the citrus fruit. Because as I understand it, flies have a hard have trouble with citrus. If I'm not crazy.
That would make sense.
I might be completely making that up.
There's a whole bunch of plants, onions, yeah. Garlic, pepper, mm-hmm. that have developed chemicals to keep from getting eaten.
Yeah.
And then in roll the humans go, this is interesting. I think it would go well with fish.
Nah, I knew it. Number 6. And then number 1 was the painted front door. And it's funny to me that you landed on that so quick.
I don't know why I thought of that.
Yeah, I wonder about that bamboo plant. Like, could we even get one to grow in this house?
Well, we got a terrible noxious invasive species in the backyard.
Yes, we
do.
That
we always called bamboo.
It looks like bamboo. What do you want? Except for the height and the thickness and the leaves are completely different. And the
Yeah, and I understand most bamboo doesn't rot away in a single season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a good thing about bamboo sprouts as far as food goes. Yeah.
I like them just because it's funny to be eating a tree.
You've had them?
Oh, yeah. Well, not by themselves, but mixed in with various salads and so forth, yeah.
Hmm. I wonder if that place that does the avocado curry just down the road, the bits that are in the curry, because I've had a curry from them. It wasn't the avocado one.
You're not a fan of avocado in the first place.
Not really. Yeah, yeah. I could see how it would just make it creamier and it would sort of just disappear in there.
No, big old slices.
Yeah, I feel like you've told me this. Okay, well, anyways, but they've got these weird bits in there, and I've always kind of wondered if they were bamboo sprouts.
You know, I haven't checked.
I don't look too closely at the ingredients. We just had Indian food on Saturday.
Ah, butter chicken.
Yeah. I was busily refusing everybody's like, hey, do you want to try this? By the third time that somebody's like, do you want to try this? I started wandering around with a spoon. Paul was nice enough to warn me that his was a lamb curry or masala or whatever the heck version of Indian food he had was. But the sauce was really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I had lamb, though, it just tasted like old steak.
Did you try his lamb?
No. Since he warned me off, save me the trouble of chewing on it and going, gross!
I've had it a couple of times, and yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like it tastes like beef that's gone off, but I've also had it when that wasn't so.
I had what was supposed to be an aged New York steak.
Aged?
Yeah. But it came in a plastic wrap plastic sealed bag, and it had sauce and stuff in there, marinade in there already.
Right.
And it was frozen, so all I did was boil the bag and eat it that way, and it was terrible.
Hmm.
But all I did was boil the bag and eat it that way. So... maybe I ruined it, or maybe it was bad to begin with. I'll never know.
It's funny, the duck.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good radio here.
You hang the bird and let it rot for a while.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
That's supposed to be a way of making duck. I've never liked duck. I don't know if they do that with every duck, but it's honestly tasted a little off to me. And how bad is it when it's fresh that letting it rot makes it better?
I've never had duck. I've never had duck. I did have a mahi-mahi tuna once. I was fooled because it was breaded and looked like a pork chop. And also, I was sitting at somebody else's table and...
Fish aren't for eating, they're for good luck.
Don't you know? What? I guess we're consuming the luck at that point? And it was good.
It didn't work out that well for this fish, did it?
Yeah. But the whole time I'm eating it, I'm like, oh, I've been fooled. It's not pork. It's not dense enough, I guess. Honestly, it was a little bland. The breading was really good, and I guess that kind of saved it. I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to take raw bits of mahi-mahi and wrap it around rice? And?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. That's a big deal.
The sashimi thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, my only problem with sushi or sashimi
is the fish. Not a fan of seafood, my brother.
Yeah.
In case that's not clear yet.
By the way, I don't like fish. But yeah, that or the, what's the other tuna that's a big deal?
I had
the
trout.
Bluefin.
Couldn't taste the rainbow.
I feel bad for you.
Rainbow trout? Never mind.
No, I got you. But you're putting fish on Skittles for me, and I'm not okay with this.
That's not lucky at all.
How dare you? Skittles are good.
You know, I occasionally, just for the fun of it, put a coin on the railing of the back porch.
I've noticed that. I always figured you're up to something, and I leave it alone.
And that's just an offering to the wind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a hell of a... Wait a minute. So here's a quarter, an offering to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
If the wind takes it, it's probably going to take our back porch, too. I mean...
Well, not necessarily. It's pretty precarious. If the wind gets good enough... The whole point... is that it will let me light my cigarettes easier. And that when there's a windstorm, we don't get broken.
Okay.
And so far, it hasn't worked at all.